Isaiah 106 from verse 1. He said, "All gifters, say, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. All gifters unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou hearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy choosing, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thy inheritance." 12, 13, and 14. He said, "Then believe they the words that they believe they his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his words. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert." He said, then they believed. When did they believe? When the enemy did not divide their eyes from the goodness and from the blessings of God. When they were enjoying the blessings of God, they praised the name of God. They gave God thanks. They exalted his holy name. And then a little bit of shaking came, and they forgot to sing praises to God. But the Lord God said, "Blessed are those who remain continuously in praising him. For God is good, and his mercy does endures forever." Amen. That is why situation shouldn't determine when you should praise God. Circumstances shouldn't determine when you should praise God. Because we need to praise God at all times, just as it says that we should pray without ceasing. They all go together, because just as prayer is dealing with some things in the physical and in the spiritual realm, that is how praise deals with some things in the physical and in the spiritual realm. Say amen, somebody. Amen. We need to know how to accept things by faith, how to receive things by faith. According to what is written in the book of Hebrews 11:6, he said, but, even before we go there, we start from 5. Hallelujah. 11:5 says that by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God has translated him. For before his translation, mark that. For before his translation, he had the testimony that he pleased God. Before his translation, before he was taken from this earth without death, before he was taken away, he has a testimony that he pleased God. And the Bible tells us that, but without faith, you cannot please God. 6. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, you cannot please God. Because those who come to God must believe that God is God and the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. This is a man that did not experience death in the Old Testament. This is a man that told us that rapture is a reality and can happen. This is a man that the Bible has used to prove right from the book of Genesis, not even getting to the book of, is it Deuteronomy, where Moses was taken, but right from the beginning, that it is possible for some to be translated, for some to be taken away. But there must be a testimony. There must be a testimony. And that testimony is this. You should know how to please God. Amen?
Amen.
The testimony is that what? You should know how to please God. Can you imagine that Enoch was able to please God? In that time where there are so much sin, Cain has already killed Abel. It was so that sin has not entered the world. Adam and Eve, they have eaten of the apple. They have eaten of the fruit of the tree. They ate. That means that they rebelled, they disobeyed. Each time we disobey God, we are eating of the fruit of disobedience. He said to them, he said, don't eat of this tree. They have committed sin. Things have happened. Evil has already penetrated into the world. Yet somebody had a testimony that he pleased God. And God said, you don't deserve to die. Your body does not deserve to perish. Even though God said that everything that comes out of Adam must die, for dust we go back to dust. He said, from dust you will take it. But this man had a testimony that pleased God, has a testimony that praised God, has a testimony that brings pleasure into the heart and the mind and the spirit and every totality of God. God said, no. Even though I said everything from Adam, we have to die. Not even only spiritual death, but we die physically one day. But you have pleased me, Enoch. Come. He was translated by the power of faith. That is why I say it's not a situation that should make you to praise God. It's not the circumstances that should determine you praising God. It is you knowing the purpose of which you were created. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. He said, worthy are you, Lord, to receive all glory, to receive all honor, to receive all power. For you have created all things, and for your pleasure they were created. Do you know why you are created? For the pleasure of God. Why do you build a house? It's for your own pleasure. Why do you give birth to children? You want some pleasure. Why do you go to school and pursue some kind of profession? You want some pleasure. There is one thing that you are doing. It is because you have pleasure in it. You want satisfaction from what you are doing before you do it. If you do anything you just do it. No satisfaction. It will give you pleasure. Then please stop doing it. Anything that does not bring pleasure to you is not worth the suffering. Even when you are evangelizing the abuse issue, do you know the strength there for pastors to go on? It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure of doing the work. That is why no trouble, no tribulation, no abuse, no whatever can shake Rachel. When you are fulfilling your purpose at any time of your life, you cannot be uprooted from that purpose.
Amen.
There is a drive in you that even when it seems as if you're falling, you rise up again. Amen. He said, the righteous, they fall seven times. But seven times they do what? They rise. Did they remain on the floor? Did they remain on the ground? Because there is a drive from within, a pleasure in the thing that you are doing. And God said unto you and I, you are created for his pleasure. And for you to enjoy your life, for you to enjoy that which God has determined or has willed you or has created you to be. Start pleasing God.
Amen.
Enoch pleased him. The first thing you do is to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. The book of Acts, he was preaching to them. And when he was preaching to them, they asked him, what shall we do? He told them, he said, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Be baptized and you shall receive the Holy Ghost, the power that makes you to be able to please God. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot please God. Without the Holy Spirit, your faith cannot be effective or efficient enough to produce results. So when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, the Bible says you are saved. And when you are saved, make sure that the Holy Ghost is living inside you. Because according to the book of Romans, it is that same Holy Spirit that will bear witness with your own spirit that you are now a child of God. Come on, say amen to that.
Amen.
So he said unto us, even in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, we like reading this every day. From verse Ephesians 1 from 3. It said, blessed be. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, say amen to that.
Amen.
Blessed be means praise be to God. God, the one that has given us Jesus Christ. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places by what? In Christ. Christ in you, your hope of glory, or that Colossians 4:27. In Christ. Just as you need the Holy Ghost, that is how you need Christ in you. Because the life that you will live has to be a life. The life that I will live and should live must be a life that pleases God. And because God has given us Himself through Christ Jesus, we follow the footsteps of Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. He said the spiritual blessings cannot be achieved, because when you are blessed with the blessings of God, when you are endued and filled with the spiritual blessings of God, there is something that speaks of joy from your inside. Amen. There is something that talks of praise from your inside. Amen. That every day continually you praise God no matter the situation. Amen. But there are protocols. There are principles. Otherwise, you will only be happy, but you will never be full with joy. Otherwise, today you will praise God, tomorrow you will not praise God. But when you know that your pleasure, or rather your joy, is hidden in pleasing God, you will follow the principles of serving Him wholeheartedly. Amen. Amen. He said, according, and I just agree to your life. Whatever struggle with your spiritual blessing, whatever tampers with your spiritual blessing, whatever goes to steal your spiritual blessing, the bulldozer of God will jam them and destroy them.
Amen.
In your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Is it from your father family, from my father family, from your mother family, from my own mother family? Any power that contend with your spiritual blessings, that power knows that when you are filled with the spiritual blessings of God, you will make it excellently on this world. You will make it excellently in this world. And then that power is contending with your prayer life, contending with your reading the Bible, contending with your understanding the truth, contending with you receiving the revelation that will build your faith to set you free. I decree again, any power contending with your spiritual blessings, they are terminated in the name of Jesus. They are destroyed by the power of God in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord God will pour out His Spirit into you and His power.
Amen.
And you will gain that spiritual blessings.
Amen.
That He has given you in your mighty name, oh Jesus.
Amen.
That is what we need. That is what we have. Because you are of this world. You live in this world, but you are not of this world. You live in this world, you don't belong to this world. For to be carnally minded is death. But spiritual minded, spiritual thinking, spiritual ability, He gives life. Carnality brings death. Spirituality brings life. And the devil knows that when you are groomed, when you are filled with the spiritual blessings of God in Christ Jesus, not in any other person, in Christ Jesus, you will be a winner. So he contends with it, but you will not allow him. Say, I will not allow him. Say, Satan, as from today onward, I will not allow you. I refuse to permit you to contend with my spiritual blessings. And so shall it be in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. For He said, according as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Christ Jesus to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. It is still with going to, it's still dealing with the pleasure of God. Because those who please God, they don't die. Those who please God, they live forever. Those who please God, they have authority and power and boldness and courage against the enemy, and they overcome. It is those who please God, because their life in totality praises God Almighty. And I am part of those people, because according to the word, He said, you were chosen
be a partaker of what I've just said. You were chosen inside Christ before the foundation of the earth, before you were born.
Amen.
These are the things which you think of that will make our hearts to be rejoicing, to praise God. Because when I look at myself and I look at this scripture and I say to myself, I am chosen, I was chosen, and now I am still chosen. Not just chosen now, but chosen long time ago. Amen. Before the foundation of the earth. Meaning that even before Satan was created, I was already chosen. Before he was made an angel in heaven, and then he became Satan on earth, I was already chosen. Now if you say, I senior Satan.
Woo. Amen.
Not be so Bible talk. God no senior Satan. Who created him? And God said, "Shoo, he has chosen in himself before the foundation of the world." That means I senior Satan.
Amen.
If this thing becomes a revelation in you and me, what will stop us from jubilating and dancing? Woo. Having known that we have the victory over everything, and that is on this world.
Amen.
On and in. La heto na paka kotoria kasanda. Rico sondo ropa keteria. And the book of John, it said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Any power that will not make the truth to remain inside you, so that you will not gain your freedom, I decree against that power, be terminated by the power of God. Even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come with the apostolic grace. God has given me.
Amen.
The grace that uproots.
Amen.
And destroy the works of darkness. The grace that builds and do the things of God.
Amen.
I say I decree into your life again. Any power contending with the truth of God in your life to stop you from your freedom, I terminate them by the power of God. And I release your freedom in that area that you need freedom.
Amen.
I release your freedom unto you in the name of Jesus. When you go Sabara, to the beat in Jesus. Go see Yabara, to the beat in Baba. Go Sabara, to the beat in Jesus. In your mighty name of Jesus. Let me continue with the preaching because I'm calling this Emmanuel to revival. But that is how I feel in the spirit. Africans, we must grow. We must grow in the city. We must enlarge, we must expand. Instead of you and I, may we place our foot to take it for possession. We must grow. No limitation. No hindrances. We must grow. That potential in you, that talent in you, the light of God shine upon it, and you shine in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Where am I? Six now. He said to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us acceptable in the beloved. By grace, you are saved through faith. It's not of your own works, so that you are not boastful, so that you are not proud. It is Jesus that has saved you and has delivered you. And he said, so that you can praise God. To the praise of his glory, that you are born again, be happy and praise God. Hallelujah. Let us just finish reading the book of Ephesians and then we go into what we are doing. Amen. Next week we will continue because I see the time is beginning to go. And I have spoken for 20 minutes, I think. Many I still have 10 minutes. Hallelujah. At least I shouldn't preach more than 30, less than 30 minutes. Amen. I can preach for 15 minutes if I want, but I choose not to. Praise the Lord. So hear me and hear me well. Amen. In whom we have redemption through his blood. See the things that should make your life to be a life of perpetual praise. You are redeemed in the blood of Jesus. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Even the book of Galatians, the Romans says that he has bestowed our sin unto him. That when you sin, he does not count that sin against you. Because Jesus has taken the place. Hey, I remember another Yoruba song. Let me leave it. I'm from Edo State. I know hear my language. They're gonna know this. My Yoruba language. I hear now. Pastor told me that I need to. Rico Sondo Mayaha. Olo Timu Jemi Nipa Ichere. Olo Ishemi Nipa Ichere. He washed away my sins with the power of his blood. He cleansed me, sanctified me. He cleanses you, purifies you. He does not even count your sin against you. Hallelujah. Ah, he said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Of sins, not just one. Of sins, according to the riches of his grace. The grace of God upon your life should make you to always be joyful, praising God. That grace that has brought deliverance, that grace that has brought healing, that grace that reconciled you, that grace that he gave you the freedom, did everything for you and also for me. The grace of God. He said, wherein he has abounded, take it back. Wherein he had abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. Say, I will never lack wisdom. I will never lack wisdom.
I will never lack wisdom.
He said he gave us wisdom in abundance.
Yeah.
And everyone that does not know and receive this revelation, James said, if anyone lack wisdom, let him pray. Because wisdom is in Christ Jesus. The riches and the abundance, he said, in him, according to the book of Colossians, in him is hidden all knowledge and wisdom. It is in Christ Jesus. So you follow the footsteps of Christ Jesus, you follow what he does, you are filled with wisdom. The enemy cannot manipulate you because the one that is wise is free. What is wisdom? is the proper application of the knowledge, the rightful way to apply what you need, what you know, to profit and to please God. Let me add my own to it. Amen.
Amen.
And He has given us in abundance wisdom. Continue. Why won't you praise Him? Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, which is just what I said, the mystery of His will, that ability, that knowledge to just make her happy. Let me say it in our language. Make God happy, to please Him. Because when Enoch pleased Him, when he had that testimony, he was translated.
Amen.
Death had no power over him.
Amen.
Evil had no power over him.
Amen.
Life and prosperity. When I read the book of Enoch, it's not in the Bible, when I read it, he was teaching the angels what to do and exposing the works of darkness. It was the book of Enoch. He pleased God. He exposed evil. And he exalted light. He exalted the things of God. What is it that God has asked you to do? He said, go into the world and preach the gospel. Not only pastors. He said, go into the world. Everybody, everyone that he has called, that he has chosen in him before the foundation of the earth. He said, go into the world. Who says it's only pastors that baptize? Who says it's only apostles or leaders of church that baptize? Was Philip heading any church? Philip was not ending any church when he baptized the eunuch. Who says until? He said, go into the world, preach the gospel, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe everything that I have taught you. He said, and lo, I am with you to the end of the age. That is the book of Matthew 28. But don't go there. Continue my Ephesians. Amen. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, He might gather together in one all things in Christ. Everything is still centered in Christ. He might gather. Do you know the meaning of gathering? If you want gather, you need select. If you want to gather, do you pick? You that you are seeing, the one who is a sinner and the one who is not a sinner. Continue. God said that we gather everybody. You that you are judging each other, you are the priest inside the church, the priest in Innsbruck. You know the ones who are pure and the ones that are dirty. And you are always purer than everybody and cleaner. Is there any English like that? Not more clean. Cleaner than everybody. Let me pray grammar. Amen. God said I will gather everything for myself. So you better prepare your own way and make your life to be pleasing to God. Stop looking at any other person. Stop trying to judge somebody. Stop trying to say this one knows, he doesn't know God, that one knows God. You know God? If you know God, you go know God. He said he created you and me in His image and in His likeness. Concentrate on your God and serve Him well.
Amen.
Stop looking at other people. He said, why do you want to remove the speck in another person's eyes? In the book of Matthew, don't go there. He said, you wear a log of wood is in your own eyes. That log of wood don't blind your eye, don't make you see yourself. You never clean, you depend on the grace of God. And then you are looking at another person. You look at pastor and say, pastor, the pastor don't be human being. You clean. Not be the same blood where you clean pastor, not be that same blood will clean you. I mean, there's another blood they clean pastor.
Amen.
Pastors depend on the same blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary to get he or herself cleansed.
Amen.
She's a human being. Just as you are a human being, it's the grace of God. I won't go to that church. I will not go to that church. Okay, form your own church when we come.
Woo.
Stop judging. Because when you be gather, this one not a go church now, sinner. Now you be called by their heart. I'm not approving that you shouldn't go to church. I'm not approving it. Because Bible said that we should go to church. But you are here coming to church. Maybe you have seen past witchcraft home. And then you are looking at that brother and that sister that will not come to church, who probably is even more older than you. I'm not saying that don't come to church, it's not good. Because Bible says, do not forsake what? The gathering of your brethren altogether. As some people they do, it is wrong. But at times, don't think that it is you that you come to church that you are better. He said, I will gather. I will gather. I will gather in one all things in Christ. He is the one that will judge. Both which are in heaven and which are on earth. Evil what? In him. Continue, please. Which verse is 115? In whom? Where are you? Where are you? Where am I? The book don't finish. Hallelujah. I've already finished reading this one. In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also after you believe, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. I said it at the beginning. The Holy Spirit helps you to be strong in faith to receive all the promises of God. Without the Holy Spirit in you, you cannot be convinced about the gift of God, about the spiritual gift, and about the physical gift. It is the Holy Spirit, which is the power of God, the arm of God that causes things to become, the arm of God that created all things. That is a confirmation. The arm of God that created all things. That is the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is in you, when the Holy Spirit is in me, nothing will be difficult for us to do. Amen. The Bible says he directs. The Bible says he leads. The Bible says he teaches. So I pray that prayer again. Any power of darkness that want to take you out of the will of God, that want to bring deception into the truth that you have received, I decree that power of darkness be broken out of your lives in the mighty name of Jesus. He said it is the gospel of our salvation, that word of truth. It is the gospel of the good news. It is that which shines good news into us. I think that is the last verse, sir. But it still remains for. Oh, everyone, quick now. Which is the, this is the last one. Praise the Lord. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption. Giving unto you the earnest of our inheritance, of the purchased possession. All this unto the praise of his glory. Everything that God created, he created them all for his pleasure. He created them all for the praise of his glory. Your cars, your houses, your children, your wives, your husbands, everything, it is inheritance given unto you to bring praise to the glory of God. If you understand that, never you think it's your power that has given you. It is God that gave you the power. Even those in the world, he gave them the power to do some things. All unto the praise of his glory.
Amen.
Not unto the praise of the man that does it. Even though we appreciate men when they do great works, but eventually unto the praise. Say, I am for the praise of the glory of God. I am for the praise of the glory of God. I am created for the praise of the glory of God. And by the grace of God, I live for the grace of the glory of God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
May the Lord bless his words. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.